In March this year, I met a bunch of amazing and talented Brisbane-based writers, performers, artists, podcasters, and digital mischief makers at the second annual Noted Festival, a national writers, digital, and arts festival held in Canberra, of all places. What heartened me most was the strong Brisbane presence at the festival. Today we're speaking with one of the people I met at Noted, Aurealis award-winning comic artist Jackie Ryan, author of Burger Force, an independently published comic series. I started by asking Jackie who her influences are and who inspires her.
That probably starts in the 60s, where there's a show called The Avengers, not the comic superhero series, the one with Diana Rigg and Patrick McNee, and also the American counterpart Get Smart. So it's very nice, slick mod look. The influence of which is very apparent in Burger Force, but also particularly with regard to the Avengers, that really sophisticated British wit, which is what I've tried to include in the dialogue. And the other big inspiration is probably Joss Whedon, with that big brash American love of pop culture. So it's sort of Burger Force is what would happen if all of those three met up on a dark and stormy night.
And now you've explained that it really comes through, because the style and the aesthetic of the comic is beautiful. Yeah, it's really good.
Thank you.
And it's such a high quality sort of publication. And you make Brisbane look so different. Look, could you explain your process? How do you get such detail and emotion in your comic?
I suppose Brisbane does look a little bit different, but I actually have made a point of finding all of the mod-like Brisbane architecture. So I haven't changed Brisbane. I've just selected bits of it that I overrepresent in the comic. So Brisbane does look very mod and stylish architecturally, as represented in Burger Force. As for the emotions and the look, Burger Force is actually I can't draw. These are actually actors in Burger Force. So it's actually kind of a unique platform, because some of them are dancers, some of them are circus, some of them are theatre trained, some of them are big famous people like Remy He, who's off in Harvey Weinstein productions now, Marco Polo and such. Almost all of them have been in Queensland Theatre Company, Sydney Theatre Company. So they're really, really good acting talents, and they're all able to meet. So some of the dancers are obviously able to communicate the story very, very well, just with their body, as they act as can and circus people. So what's happened is we all get together, because these guys are, a lot of them are originally Brisbane-based, but they're all over Australia really these days. So we get together once or twice a year, and we get through a lot of scenes. I use a stills camera, and it's sort of half theatre performance, half modelling shoot. So we run the scenes, and I take still photos. We run them stop-start, and I get a lot of coverage. And then later in this comics equivalent of post-production, I sit down with Photoshop. I do a lot of work with tolerances, a lot of removing of details so it doesn't look too much like a photo, a lot of hand retouching, a lot of tracing, really. But the end result is, I think, comics with some of the best acting you've ever seen. And also, it's now less creepy than ever before to have a crush on a comic book character, because these people do actually exist in real life.
I certainly know people who had crushes on some of the characters in Daria from a number of years ago. Look, what you've just explained sounds similar to techniques used in film, like Waking Life or A Scanner Darkly. And so this process seems to be an innovative way to draw, if you like, a comic. Now, do you know of any other comic artists anywhere in the world who are using a similar process?
Not quite. So the idea of the photo comic is a really, really old one. So that's the Italian word for it is fumetti. And there used to be comics that were just with photos of performers. So they're not highly stylized like this one. So it's got a noble origin story. You never know what anybody's working on in some corner of the world on their home computers. But I don't think anybody's doing anything quite like this, because it takes so bloody long. I don't know how many people would have the patience. So we started shooting this in 2008, and I've just got to issue 20 now. I mean, I don't work on it full time, but it does take a couple of months to do an issue. So you have to be fairly determined. So I'm going to go with no. No one's doing it quite like this.
I've never heard of anyone either doing anything like this. Look, can you give us an idea of Burger Force's plot, what it's about?
Yes. The story of a pop culture detective agency. So we have secret agents that are working undercover at a fast food takeaway. So by day, they'll be serving thick shakes and fries, and by night, they'll be thwarting diabolical masterminds committing crimes against pop culture. Such crimes include, but are not limited to, assassin line dancers. So basically, where pop culture goes wrong, when it becomes dangerous, these guys step in and help set it straight.
I'm so glad that their head is setting it straight. They're helping us. Now, you won an Aurealis Award in 2013 for Best Graphic Novel Illustrated Work. And to put that award in perspective, this year's winner was a fellow named Sean Tan, who's published by Allen and Unwin, which is a fairly large Australian publisher with a wide distribution network. How did it feel to win such an award as an independent publisher?
It felt and still feels absolutely lovely. I take the trophy out every now and again and pat it. It's one of my favorite things. I work it in to the website and to CVs wherever possible, the Aurealis award winning. So for me personally, it means a great deal. For the comic itself, it didn't seem to generate all that much interest or make much difference. There's not a big comic book industry in Australia.
Yeah, yeah. Look, are you looking for a publisher or a distributor overseas at the moment or anything like that? Or
At the moment, I'm fairly happy being independent because I can sort of do a lot of it here, but I'm certainly not adverse to getting a call from Joss Whedon's people saying we'd like to move on this and turn it into a TV series and get the comic into major stores across the world. I just can't quite figure out how to make that happen.
You said you've got about 20 different comics in the Burger Force series?
There's got to be 42 in total because since it's a pop culture detective agency, 42 is a very important number in pop culture.
Uh-huh.
Got to see Douglas Adams.
And where can we buy them in Brisbane?
Your best bet's probably actually the website. I mean, there are places like Avid Reader that have odds and ends, but they're all on the website, which is at www.burgerforce.com. If you go to the shop, all of them are there.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Jackie.
Oh, thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure.
That was Jackie Ryan. Her comic presents such a different view of Brisbane and is such a great read. For more information, visit www.burgerforce.com. You're listening to 4ZZZ FM.